Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/talk.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Well, I figured it would happen at some point. The home of Rex Huerman and Asa Elrip, that Long Island home that kind of stood out like a sore thumb in a very nice neighborhood. And he's an architect. It's going to be going up for sale. Asa saying it doesn't feel like home anymore, essentially, I'm paraphrasing. And it's time for them to move on elsewhere to another property that they own. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Yeah, are you surprised they hung out in that home for as long as they did?
Definitely, especially with the revelations about what appear to have been going on in the basement. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, a torture dungeon. It's like, let's tear it down, get out of there. I think Asa is, as we've called her, an odd duck. Mm-hmm. There's just, I get the sense there's a lot of mental health problems going on with her. There's no way I think any normal person would have stayed in the house after what we've heard so far.
Yeah, I mean, there clearly has been a lot of debating in her mind of whether or not Rex was capable of these things. She's made statements essentially saying, I don't think he's physically capable of doing these things. I mean, despite all the evidence that's out there, including hairs and even her own hairs on some of the victims. But she's the divorce has not been settled. She's still saying that she's going to wait till the end of all this to decide what direction she's going to go in. But that could take quite a while because there's more bodies that keep coming in, more superseding indictments. Trial, I believe, is set for this next year, but who I highly doubt we're going to even see it this next year. But she's got that documentary also going on that's following her around, the 50 Cent one with G-Unit Productions, which is going to be very fascinating when it actually does come out. Why? I guess why still stick with someone when you have this level of overwhelming evidence against him? I mean, is this for posterity? Is this for the documentary? Is this love?
If it's love, it's a creepy kind of love, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it'd make for a great like 1970s or 80s love song where you look back years later going, talking about like creeping in on somebody's room, like Betty Mardone's Into the Night.
Yeah. That's I think the thing, one of the things for me that sort of shouts out, this lady isn't right. I mean, clearly, you know, Rex appears to be guilty. To what extent, we don't mm-hmm. know, as you say, how many other bodies are out there. What other evidence is there that hasn't been discovered or disclosed yet? But I can't imagine that the two of them had any kind of a healthy, normal couple bond.
Yeah.
There's just so many red flags. And the fact that she's not decided yet on whether she's going to follow through with a divorce or not. That's again, there's a lot that's not right with her. I read that in a hearing in July where she attended, she had her emotional support dog with her. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just little things that kind of say there's a lot going on here that, yeah, you know, we can say she's not quite right.
Yeah. And if she was completely clueless to all this, maybe she was. I mean, I'd be shocked, but maybe she was. If you do get hit with that, I don't know that I'd be in the right mind either. I'd probably have like emotional support, like rat or something.
Very,
like,
true.
Why do you have a rat? I don't know. It's just what I could get that day. You know, because I mean, it's gotta be mind blowing, quite literally, where, I mean, you gotta be almost like skirting on the edge of losing it, trying to process that this is your reality.
Yeah, I would say the emotional support dog is probably a great idea. I've got my own little guy, but I'd stay away from court. I wouldn't be sitting in there and putting myself through that. And, you know, there's just, again, is this for the cameras? Is it for the documentary? Which, you know, is troubling as well.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm sure she needed money, but it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it looks as if someone's profiting off of tragedy and
it does.
horrible behavior that happens to be your husband. What advice do you have for the realtor that's going to try and sell this place? From a psychological standpoint, I'm the realtor. Siobhan, I really need to sell this property. It's in a great neighborhood. Everyone's really nice here. The house needs some work, clearly, and we know that there's been some things that have happened in the basement. You know, when we do the open house on Sunday and I got the chocolate cookies out there on the counter, how do I sell the house?
Yeah, if ever I've seen a house that screams a teardown, this is it. This, you know, you're going to be selling the lot. You know, it came to mind that after the Dahmer, you know, was arrested, I mean, they just raised that apartment building. They took the whole thing down. And I would be looking at that. You know, you're just trying to sell a vacant lot. I don't know that you could even sell it that way. Maybe you could give it away, you know, but it's the kind of thing where they say, let's put a park there. Let's plant some trees, make a memorial. Nobody wants to live in that spot.
It comes to mind like the BTK house in Park City, Kansas. I worked right down the road from it, and morbidly sometimes I'd go and get like lunch and drive by it, just going, oh, there the house was. And it was right there. It was like turning out of the Applebee's.
Oh my God.
And it's been a vacant lot. Actually, a woman who owns one of the strip clubs in town actually bought the lot. And she's a big advocate for women's rights and all that. And just was like, nobody's going to have to live here. I'm just going to buy this. I got the money, tore the house down, and it just sits as a park, quote unquote, until some, you know, sheriff with a big hat in another state starts digging it up, like happened last year. It just kind of became a place of, you know, respite. You know, we knew it was there. It's a weird thing that it's in the middle of this neighborhood. But then you have places like the Menendez brothers' house. It's still it's a little more upper class home than I would say Rex Huerman's, but it's still lived in. There's plenty of other places. There's plenty of actually homes, not that in Wichita, not that BTK lived in, but where he committed the murders that are still standing and people are living in. Most of them are still standing. So some are able to go into properties like that and say, it's a good deal. Remember Amityville? I mean, it happened there too. Is this something? What do you say to someone who wants to go live in a place like this, who's not necessarily going in for the morbid value, but just like, whatever, it's in the past. None of that affects me.
Yeah, they must not believe in ghosts, huh? they're not going to allow themselves to be haunted by it. I know in California, I don't know how many other states, that if you're selling a home, you have to sign a form disclosing whether or not someone has died in the home, because I think most people are squeamish about it. And certainly if there had been a violent crime, I don't think I could do it. It would just, you know.
Most states have that, the stigmatized property clause in there. There's even a website called diedinhouse.com, which you can go to and see if anyone has ever died on the property. Because a lot of times suicides are not listed publicly, but there would be a record of a death on a property, in case you're ever curious. Not all states are listed, though. But that's an interesting thing, because I think, you know, you go into a place like that, and some will say, I'm not trying to get all ooh ghostly here, but the energy of a place like that, or if in fact he did, and we don't know for sure, but that's the allegations, that he tortured people in the basement. Whether you know about that or not, I don't know. I mean, I kind of believe some energy sticks around if you did something that horrible in a home. Maybe you can clean it up as much as you want, and you still might have something. I'm not saying ghosts, but it's not exactly a place I'd want to raise my family.
Yeah, and there certainly, can't speak to the supernatural at all, but there certainly are places where you go that have a creepy vibe.
Yeah.
And I think if I even knew that a murder had happened in a dwelling, that sense of a creepy vibe would stick with me and wouldn't be my choice.
It's not the most welcoming, you know, especially like if you're a single person or something. Hey, want to come over for dinner? Isn't this the Huerman? It is. It is the Huerman house, actually. We're going to actually be eating down in the dungeon tonight. And then
lots of sage.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.